We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 2nd, 2023, approving the award as the form.
Who has access to this data? Is it just your department and then?
Well, it would be dependent on whether there were MOUs signed. Currently, Branson Police have the same camera systems that we're looking at. And so if we wind up getting that camera system, we could share information with them, but it wouldn't be shared with anybody else. There is another, there's a camera system at Ridgecrest Apartments, and they have expressed an interest in signing an MOU that would allow us to have their data, but they would not get ours. We would get notifications off of their camera if a stolen vehicle or something of that nature went through that area. It would alert the deputies.
And if Branson Police is sharing it, they'll probably sign some type of agreement knowing that they have to follow the same guidelines.
Yes, ma'am. And in fact, I think that they purchased their cameras off of the same grant. So they would have already
covered it.
They would have already signed that, yes.
Are they mobile or no?
No, they're pole mounted.
They are pole mounted.
In the past, when we talked about this particular system, Sheriff, you had noted some benefits to having that in some previous times where incidents had taken place and there was almost immediate.
Yes, sir. If you recall the incident, it's probably been maybe 6 months ago now where Branson had a ATM theft. And within 24 hours, they had the suspects in custody and the property recovered in Houston, Texas. It was a camera system like this that allowed that to happen. Otherwise, they would have had no idea who the suspects were or where they were from. There's another incident over off of Indian Point that was the same type of deal. There were several thefts over an extended time frame. And for each individual theft, they knew they had a more pinpointed time frame of when that theft occurred. And so they were able to enter those dates into their database and search for common vehicles that were in the area at that time. And, they were able to obviously eliminate the ones that lived there, and that led them to some suspects, and they were able to solve all those cases just based off the information from the camera.
Gotcha.
I know Branson they've recovered several stolen vehicles and subjects with warrants and whatnot that were associated to vehicles off of their camera system.
Do you know, I guess we'd be accepting the award, we wouldn't be approving the award. Is that right? I'm trying to find
correct.
The actual title on the...
We need to approve the award by November 11th.
We need to approve it or we need to accept it?
We need to accept it. You're correct. We need to accept it. Nikki and I spoke. I asked her because you have to have a Just Grants account
okay.
to approve it. I have an account. They had requested that I just approve it and move on. And so I have the account. So what we discussed was whether or not you would need to set up an account to do the approval, or whether you all would vote to allow me to approve it.
Yeah, because
okay, so
accept
that,
it
in reading
on,
it
based on your approval.
Right. Yeah, because in reading it, in the back of it, there's forms where it has sheriff listed,
mm-hmm.
and then the signature line title of authorized entity official sheriff, and then so I think the appropriate way for us to move forward would be to authorize him to complete that.
Okay. Move to accept the Bureau of Justice Assistance Fiscal Year 2023 Rural and Small Development Violent Crime Reduction Program Grant, Safer Communities with Technology through the Use of Automated License Plate Readers, AALPR, and allow Sheriff Brad Daniels to
enter into
accept and sign the agreement.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force for the Fiscal Year 2024 Agreement, file number 23-144, Sheriff.
So this is an overtime grant, if you're not familiar. It allows two of our narcotics investigators to be paid overtime through working with a DEA task force up in Springfield. And this, they actually, since we received this paperwork, that this case has been closed. However, they did do some work prior to it being closed. So what, we still need to get it approved so that we can receive reimbursement for the overtime that they did work.
Okay. Any questions?
Question.
No, ma'am?
Move to approve the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force Year 2024 Agreement, file number 23-144S.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you all have a great day.
You too, sir.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for Platt Cabinets, file number 23-145, Recorder. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jody Stahl, Taney County Recorder. Last week, we did the bid award, and this week is for the approval of the agreement. We have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 2nd, 2023, approving to the agreement as to form.
Anyone have any questions on the agreement?
Nope.
Anything else to add, Ms. Stahl?
No.
Okay. This agreement would be between Taney County and Pettibone and Company.
Move to approve the agreement binding between PF Pettibone and Company and Taney County for the purpose of agreement for Platt Cabinet.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Next on our agenda, we have our intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Stone County, Missouri, file number 23-141, Planning and Zoning. Good morning. If you would like to come up, that's fine. Does the commission have any questions? This is an agreement that the commission has decided to do between Taney County and Stone County, allowing the residents to utilize our HCC facility. They would pay a minimal fee. The county would pay a minimal fee for the first year and then to be reassessed afterwards, depending upon the amount of usage that comes from Stone County.
There was one, they've already signed it, haven't they?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, we have from Stone County, hand sealed by Presiding Commissioner Mark W. Maples and Denise Dickens, the county clerk.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and Stone County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you guys.
And Ms. Presley, thank you for the report the other day on which we got for what we've taken in up to this point so far. So.
You're welcome. I'll continue to do that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the Intergovernmental Agreement for Mutual Aid and Construction Services, file number 23-142, Road and Bridge. This was for the Cedar Creek Fire Department for the construction of bathrooms down there, but it's a mutual aid for them to help with removal of storm damage for the county on an as-needed basis.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the Intergovernmental Agreement for Mutual Aid and Construction Services binding between Cedar Creek Fire Protection District and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. As our last order of business we have down here this morning, I have 9:27 a.m. We will be in recess.